This is the verse he put in my heart. I want to read a few verses here. I'll read some here in Book of Acts chapter 10. This is Peter preaching or speaking to the Cornelius. The Bible said here in verse number 37, that word I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him, and we are his witnesses of all things. Peter's talking here, which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day, showed him openly, not to all people, but unto the witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. I want you to look at verse 38, just a little thought in that verse. Thank God the Bible said about Jesus, he said he went about doing good. I'm glad he did. He can't do nothing else. He is good. Look at that verse that said God anointed Jesus. Amen. He was the man Christ Jesus. And brethren, on the day John baptized him, remember they saw, thank God, that a form of a dove, that bodily, that body, amen, of the Holy Ghost come upon him. And I believe he is anointed, amen. Thank God for the ministry, amen, of the gospel. And we find here, amen, he was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. And brethren, listen, when you're saved, thank God he anoints you with the Holy Ghost. Amen, we have this Holy Ghost in us. And brother, the Bible said in the scripture, we have this anointing. And God is the Holy Ghost. And we have this unction in us. And we know God is in us. And we know this. And Jesus, thank God, was anointed by God. Amen. To go forth. And the Bible said here he was Jesus of Nazareth. That's where he was brought up. Amen. And they recognized the fact. Listen, he was a consecrated. Thank God. He was, my friend, separated unto God. He was a chosen one of the Father. Amen. Thank God. That was sent into this world. Amen. Then God used, amen, the ministry, thank God, of the anointed one, Jesus, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Said all, amen. Thank God there wasn't nobody ever touched him that he didn't heal. Amen. There's nobody ever left his company that had a need that, thank God, he didn't take care of it. Amen. That's what I prayed this morning when you come to pray. I said, Lord God, just attend to it. You know what to do, and whatever it is. But I'm glad, thank God, the devil, amen. Now listen, he oppresses people, but thank God, Jesus, amen, took care of that oppressed people, amen, healed them and touched them, amen. The Bible said that man down there in the tombs, amen, had all them devils in him praying, amen, no man could tame him. Thank God, he is bound with chains, and he break them, and he had a lot of demonic power. Amen. But when Jesus got off the boat, thank God, on the Gadarene shore, amen, that man, thank God, come. And Jesus said, what is thy name? And he said, Legion, which he was possessed with all them devils. Amen. He said, torment us not. Amen. Listen, they knew who he was. They knew him. Thank God, it scared them to death. Amen. You get him around, it'll scare them. Amen. And pray to him, brother. Amen. They ain't pray to me, but they pray to him. I tell you, they ain't no devil he can't conquer, has not conquered. It don't matter what they doing. Amen. Thank God, the God of this world, my friend, has a system in this world. But I just want to tell you this morning, he's on the throne. Amen. It don't matter what goes on in this world. It is an oppressive world. It's a system of the devil, friend. But I'm telling you this, listen, it don't matter what we go through in this world, he's on the throne, amen, and they ain't never nothing took him by surprise. He's always in charge, amen. He's got him on his own chain, and brethren, he ain't gonna let him do nothing, amen. Thank God, he ain't gonna take care of. That's exactly right. I'm glad, thank God, it don't matter. Friend, I'm telling you, there there's a lot of oppression of the devil in this day upon people. That's why we need him, amen. That's why he came, thank God, amen, to take care of these things, ultimately to die for sin. But brethren, sin is the problem of mankind in this hour. But he went about doing good, amen. Thank God he healed the sick, praise God. I was thinking about them disciples this week, amen, when all them people's out there and they was hungry, and 5,000 men, women, and children, amen, you know what the disciples said? I said, oh God, I surely hate to know that preachers would say this. They said, send them away into the town. Amen. They didn't have no answer. Amen. But Jesus was the answer. He's the answer to all your problems. Amen. He's the answer. Thank God this morning. And Jesus, thank God, looked at them and said, set them down. Amen. They sat on green grass. Amen. They give him that boy's lunch. And he, thank God, multiplied it and fed 5,000 men and women and boys and girls. Amen. Over 5,000. Thank God was fed with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And then said, send them away. He come to do good, brother. He didn't send the man away. Amen. Unless he, thank God, met the need he had. He proved himself. He said, believe me for my own work's sake. Amen. Listen, this morning there is nothing in your life he can't take care of. There's nothing you go through he can't help you in. There's nothing, friend, this morning I can't go to him about. He's a very present help in time of trouble. He's my refuge and strength. He's the one, thank God, that upholds me, undergirds me, give me grace, amen, to do what he asked me to do. And brethren, thank God, take a vessel, amen, that's broke down half the time, amen, don't have a lot of, amen, ain't got goodness, ain't God, but I'm glad he'll take us and use us, amen. I'm telling you, that's him he came to do. He went about doing good to man. He loved man to the end. He even loved his own betrayer and called him friend when he kissed him. Amen. I'm telling you, what a Lord God this morning that came into the world. I got to do good, brethren. He's anointed this morning. He's on the right hand of God. He sent the Holy Ghost. And brethren, he still is present in this day. Amen. Thank God, I'm telling you, are you hearing me? Notice what he said here. He said, brother, for God was with him. Amen. He was God and God was with him. Amen. Boy, listen, that's a good thing to know God's with him. Amen. That's right, brethren, it's God with him. It's the goodness of God. I've seen him, brethren, listen. Amen. Praise God. I deal with my heart. Amen. I've seen him. Thank God, bless my heart. Amen. I mean, he's as real, thank God, as you are this morning. Amen. He's in me and I'm in him. And he went about doing good. There's nothing he can't do. He said, all things are possible with man. Why'd that little old rich ruler come? Amen. And bowed at his feet and said, good master, what must I do? I didn't heard eternal life. And Jesus said, well, you know the commandments. Amen. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Amen. Thou shalt not commit adultery. He said, observe them. He said, I've kept them from my youth up. Amen. And Jesus said, well, he loved that boy. He said, one thing thou lackest. He said, sell what you have and give to the poor and come follow me. And the boy left sorrowful. He would not and could not, amen, get rid of that by selling it. Amen. Listen. Remember, disciples come to him and said, then who can be saved? If that boy couldn't be saved, wanting to know about eternal life, who then can be saved? And Jesus' answer to them was, with God all things are possible, but not with men. In other words, what I told him to do, he couldn't do it, but I could do it for him. Amen. If he'd look for me, I'd listen, friend, there ain't nothing. Amen. Listen, impossible with him. I tell you, don't put limitations on him because of your unbelief this morning. Amen. Grab a hold of him. Thank God and say, I'm going with you. I believe you. Thank God, know you're faithful. I know he went, came to do good, and he does good, and his blessings on us. Amen, buddy. I'm telling you, I'm blessed, blessed, blessed. They say, have a blessed day. Praise God. I believe I will. Amen. I'm telling you, I've been blessed. Amen. To God, you've been blessed. Thank God we drove in here in automobiles. They didn't ride in horses and buggies. Amen. Thank God we come into a nice air conditioned building. Amen. We didn't have to put the, thank God, the windows up. Hey, we've been blessed, friend. We got friends. We got brethren. We got sisters. Amen. Brethren, listen. I'm telling you, a lot of times we live a life and we don't just really look at what he's done. But I'm telling you, he's done exceeding abundantly of all we ask or think. And he's been faithful to me. I'm telling you that. Hey, he's better to me than I am to him. But I'm glad, thank God, he don't change. Brother Todd, he loves me as I am. He takes me as I am. Amen. He'll let, thank God. Amen, brother. Listen. Thank God, Peter said, thank God, this Lord has been anointed, went about doing good. Amen. He done good for them. He knew what they'd do after they'd done it. That's right. Amen. He knew it. He knew that crowd was going to leave him. He knew that. He knew that. He said many of his disciples walked no more with him. He knew that. He knew, thank God, when he had fed them 5,000. Amen. He knew what's going to happen after that. He knew when he saved you what he was getting. He knew what you'd do, but he still loved you as you are. That's amazing. Brother, listen, there ain't nobody in this world like that. Amen. I got a good wife and I got a good mama here. And I believe they love me, but they can't love me like he can. Amen. That's right, brother. They ain't got that kind of love unless they tap into his love. And still, they're going to fall short. Amen. Because it's in a body. Amen. Thank God that has problems. But I'm telling you, he loves me. Listen, there ain't nobody on earth, brother, listen, that I can go to like I can go to him. I can tell him anything and he already knows it. I can talk to him about anything and he knows about it, knows what to tell me. Amen. There ain't nobody like that. Thank God. I'm telling you, listen. Thank God. I'm telling you, the greatest privilege we got this morning as children is to have fellowship and talk to him and walk with him and be in him. And he went about to do good in our lives and he done good to everybody else. And brethren, if people listen, thank God, you know what that word good there means? He went about doing good. Listen, it meant that he had interest and care in the affairs of mankind. That's what it meant. Jesus cared about every individual he walked by. He did. There wasn't nobody that he wouldn't have not showed compassion on. He had to rebuke some that thought they were better than others because that was for their good, to show them where they is at. But the thing of it is, if you look in this Bible, the blind people, look at blind Bartimaeus that sat by the wayside begging, had nothing but blindness. Amen. Listen, Jesus came by, and when he heard he was coming by, he said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And the closer Jesus got, the louder he got. And he started crying much more after they told him to not be so loud. And he got much more. Amen. He wanted the Lord to stop by. Amen. And he said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. When you know that's the only hope you got, thank God you'll cry. Amen. That's where we're at today. Brother, listen. When we get that way, Brother Robert, listen. When we get to see he is our only hope. Amen. And brother, we need him to move on a situation. We need him to do something particular for us. Amen. It wouldn't matter where you're at. Amen. You're going to pray and call on him. He's the only hope you got. And here Bartimaeus is by the wayside. died. And Jesus came to where he's at. Amen. Listen. Ain't got an open his blinded eyes. Amen. He followed him in the way. I tell you, went about doing good to him. Listen, I was blind one day without him. I didn't know what salvation was. I didn't know what being saved was. But brethren, when the Holy Ghost, amen, revealed him to me, thank God, the cry got louder in my soul. Oh, God, have mercy. Have mercy on me. Brethren, listen. He'll have mercy, thank God. Amen. When a man seeks mercy, when a man knows he needs mercy, thank God, he's a God of mercy. Thank God, he withheld judgment. He could have judged me, amen. But he had mercy on me. Glory to God. I'm down here, reached his hand down. Amen. I could not reach up. I was a drowning, going to hell. He did, my friend. Not only reached down, he came down. He got me out, thank God, of where I was at. He brought me in, thank God, where he's at. And he blessed me, thank God, with the goodness of God and the blessings of God. He went about doing good. And I'm going to tell you, Brother Laird, this morning, why can we have a glory to God, a good meeting? Because of him. Because he's good to us. Amen. Why can them youngins, thank God, sit around the preaching and singing and enjoy the goodness of God? Because of his goodness. Why would God so, amen, see fit to help us here? Because he does good, friend. He cares about us. He loves us. There's none like him. Glory to God. I'm saying this morning, thank God, why don't you, thank God, just get in where he's at. Amen. No, thank God that he came for you this morning. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Amen. Make me want to shout. Thank God, buddy. I'm telling you, there ain't nobody like Jesus. And he went about doing good. He said, thank God he healed the oppressed. Amen. There's people oppressed in this world today. I mean, oppression's on them. The control of satanic influence and all these things around them. Amen. Listen, friend. Thank God, bringing the Jesus. Amen. He'll help you. I'm telling you, that's right. Amen. Listen, this morning, I believe as good as I'm standing here, amen, preaching the word of God or trying to preach, I believe, thank God, no matter where you're at, he can deliver you. Thank God, he can deliver you. You, my friend. Thank God he can deliver me, my friend. Ain't nothing you'll go through. He can deliver you from hatred. He can deliver you from grudge. He can deliver you, my friend, from jealousy. He can deliver you, my friend, from bitterness. He can deliver you from drugs. He can deliver you from alcohol. Thank God he can deliver you, my friend, from a life, my friend, of immorality. Ain't nothing he can't do. It don't matter who you are this morning. I'm telling you, standing right here looking at you and telling you there's a God in heaven. Amen. There's a Lord Jesus. Amen. Can heal you. He healed all the oppressed of the devil. Amen. The devil's got your mind bound. He can loose it. Amen. Listen. There's nothing he can't do, friend. I'm telling you, you've lived too long in the bondage. You've lived too long in what the devil says to your mind. And listen, you don't have to. Amen. He's got power over that. Thank God you can live in freedom. Oh, God help us. The flesh will fight you tooth and nail and try to get you to stay in that flesh. But brethren, we're in the spirit. Thank God the spirit's willing, the flesh is weak. And Jesus come, thank God, to deliver men and take them out of sin and give them a peace and joy and hope in their heart. He went about doing good, I'm telling you. And he can do good for you this morning. Amen. That's right, praise God. That's who he is. He cares about the welfare of men. I mean, when he come in this world, he cared about people nobody else would care for. Sure he did. He went to the woman at the well, had been married 5 times. There wasn't nobody in this church probably at the time, amen, of that day would went out there and thank God tried to help her. We'd have called her, people would call her names and everything else. Amen. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Are you hearing me this morning? The grace of God goes deeper than any sin. Amen. I wonder why Jesus, he wouldn't, listen, friend, I wonder why Jesus went to a woman such as that. Because he loved her. Amen.
There ain't many people in the Baptist church love one like that. They too high up on their own horse.
Amen. Paul was on a horse too, I believe, and God knocked him off of it. Amen. Amen, buddy. Amen. He can knock you off your horse. Amen. I'm glad he knocked him off my horse. And he still keeps me off of it. Amen. That's right, but I'm telling you this, brother. Listen, that woman had been married 5 times. Bam, she just went, wasn't even her husband. Jesus said, give me a drink. She said, you asking a Samaritan a drink, and a Jew would want to drink out of my pot? I mean, you mean you want to drink out of my pot? Do you know, that's right, really, do you know I'm a Samaritan, you're a Jew. We have no dealings. You don't care about us. He said, give me the drink. That's what he said. He said, I'll give you water. You'll never thirst again. Hey, man, listen, you don't show how far that is this morning. It just kills tradition. It kills what men try to figure out about him. Hey, amen. Men try to figure this thing out in their own mind. How could these things be? Nicodemus said, a religious man, thank God, in chapter 3, chapter 4, he's at a well in Samaria, thank God, talking to this woman about living water. And she said, you don't have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. She didn't realize he didn't need nothing to draw with. He was the one that drawed. Amen. And brethren, he did too. Amen. And the conversation went through marriages and went through worship. And she said, when the Messiah comes, that Messiah thing, we'll know all things. And he said, ma'am, I that speak to thee am he. I am the Messiah. Amen. And brother, I believe the light turned on in her. And God has said, this man told me all things ever I did. And she threw the water pot down. Thank God, and ran back in the city and told the men, come see a man. This is a different man than I've been around. This is a different man than I've been hanging with. This is a man I ain't never met before. And he told me all things ever I did. Is not this the Christ? And the woman, thank God, went into the town and here all these people come out and hear, thank God, Christ. Brethren, thank God, he goes about doing good. Oh, the problem with us today is we've got our own little ways, and brother, he'll break them up. Thank God, and do something that you won't expect. Amen. That's right. He went about doing good. Amen, buddy. I'm telling you. Can I tell you this? Skin color didn't bother him. Oh, we got rules down here in the world. I understand that, but skin color didn't bother him. What they had in their pocket didn't bother him. They could have had $1,000 and or had nothing. And most of the people that ever came to him was somebody that didn't have nothing. Why didn't he say the poor had the gospel preached to them? Go get the poor. Because he knew that they didn't have nothing, and he knew they would come. What did he say? Go get the poor, the wretched, the miserable, the blind. Go out and call them to come in to my supper, to my house, that my house may be filled. Amen. That was, I tell you what, brother, listen, that was a house of blessing. That was a house of salvation. Amen. And he said, them that were bid of the supper could not taste it, or did not taste it because they turned away the invitation. Ain't God, friend, listen. Amen. He come for that kind of people. I tell you, that's hard on people today. Amen. Because we want to look bigger than what we are. But I'm telling you, you can't get saved until you get little. Amen. That's right. Zacchaeus was a little man. He had to climb a tree, praise God, a publican, a tax collector, a man that had a lot of wealth. Amen. I'm not preaching against wealth, but I'm telling you what, friend, it's about destroying America. Possessions is about destroying America. It's about what we have now than who we know. Amen. That's right. But I'm telling you, listen to me this morning, and I'm about through. Friend, there'll never be a home satisfied without Jesus Christ. You can't fill it with money. You can't fill it with possessions. You can't fill it with the world. It'll never be satisfied. Never, friend, you'll have to have more. That's just the way the eye man is. More of this, more of that. It'll never be said. Listen, your home better be built on the Lord Jesus Christ. He went about doing good. Why? Thank God, can we survive? Because he's the foundation that we stand on. It ain't based on vacations. I like to have one, but it ain't based on that, or pleasure, or what I can get in this life. It'll go down, friend. You'll be disappointed. Amen. One listen, I listened to an old fellow talk this yesterday, and it was a little old show, and they was asking him, he said, hey man, what's your problem, sir? And he said, nothing lasts. That's what he said. And I thought unto God, what Jesus does lasts. Hey man, but he wasn't looking at him. He was looking at his age, and he was looking at the things that had passed, and he looked at what he owned, and what, hey man, and all these things that he based his life on. But there's nothing there. Why did Jesus come? He come to fulfill men's heart. He come to be a fulfiller of the heart of man. And there's nobody in this life, in this church, in life in general, friend, will never get enough unless they get him this morning. Amen. That's right. Amen. And I say amen to my preaching because I know it's right. Amen. There's nothing that satisfies a soul but Jesus Christ. Amen. If you, this old fellow, the other day I saw him, he's down at the restaurant, and he come over and shook my hand. He said, you don't remember me, do you? And I said, yeah, I do. I remember your face, but can't remember your name. He told me his name is, he is up in the detention center when I started 10 years ago. Now he's out now and got his own business. He's doing good, and I thank God he's helped him, you know. Amen. He told me, my wife, he said, boy, tell you, the Lord's been good to me. I said, yeah. I said, I know he has. And he got talking about how the Lord had blessed him and everything. I think his daddy was a preacher in the Church of God. And we talked a little while. And when he walked off, you know, the sad thing I thought about, he talked more about what he had than who he lived for. And brother, I'm going to tell you what, when it comes down to that coffin laying up here, amen. When you lay up here at this church, if I lay up here at this building and you come by and look at me, not one thing I own in this life is going to leave with me. Brother Todd, listen, you know this as well as I do. You know it's right. Not one thing that I own in this life. Listen, can I give you this? Jesus said this to a rich man. He said, you build all these barns and you build all this up. And he said, this is what he said to him. He said, this night thy soul is required of these. And this is the question he asked him. Whose will these things be then? You ever thought about the house you're living in, somebody else will one day if Jesus don't come? Amen. You ever thought about the car you're driving? If I drop now, somebody else will drive it, I won't. Amen. You ever thought that? See, people don't think about that. They living, thank God, like they ain't gonna ever die. Jesus come to deliver you from death. He come to give you something in your heart. Amen. I tell you what I'd do this morning. If I wasn't saved, I'd ask God to have mercy on me. Because he come to save, brother. He come to save sinners. He come to save lost sinners like you and me. And brother, Jesus, thank God, was anointed of God to come in this ministry work. Thank God as a man Christ and have the power of God and then die, he said, and rise again. And then he chose witnesses to look at him visibly. Thank God with a resurrected body that he come out of the grave with. Amen. Listen. Thank God. And they amen. He chose them. And brother, they went and told everybody that. Listen. Hey God, we're telling it 2,000 years from now, but these men visibly seen him. That's right. We hadn't seen him with our eyes, but we know him with the Holy Spirit work. That's right. At one time, may the Lord add his blessing. He went to come in this world to do good. Amen. Wouldn't that be a good testimony when you left out of here that man done good toward me? That man loved me. That man done good toward me. Amen. That's right. I'm praying for you this morning. I prayed this morning. I believe God's going to help you. Amen. Let's stand in prayer here this morning. Let's have a word of prayer. Amen. Brother Joe, have prayer for us this morning.